Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems, issues and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are mostly based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and naturally of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Dear Sayyid, today we will again be talking about this very, very important and vast topic about how we should raise our children in an actual Islamic and correct manner. Last we mentioned that we needed to prepare an Islamic environment that is safe and nurturing and productive for our children so that they may grow in a good Islamic environment. And as part of this Islamic environment, we mentioned, for example, a good friend. Friends that they influence in a good manner our child and vice versa. Dear Sayyid, what other things do we have to take into consideration when we want to raise our children in an Islamic manner?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. If you grow a garden and a farm with fruits and veggies and what have you, you would want to keep it safe from thieves and from people just walking past and taking
from it. Pests and so on.
Destroying it. So it needs a bit of protection and a guard.
Of course. Right.
And this is what everything that has value, we guard it. So the most expensive diamond, it's going to be almost impossible to get to. Right?
Right.
The more money, gold, it's always locked up in safes that no one can access unless you're a thief.
The more something is worth it, the more careful we are
protecting
it.
So we try to protect it, but there are thieves that could manage to sneak up on you.
Right.
Now, with religion and the faith of Islam being the most valuable thing in a person's life, because not only your life here depends on it, but your eternity on Day of Judgment also depends on it.
Right.
If you lose it here, you would have a very devastating result in the hereafter.
Right.
So eternity in hellfire, God forbid. So to protect and guard our faith is extremely important. With kids, when we try to install Islam in their system and inject it in their system, we need to have a guard and an antivirus system that does not allow for people to come and steal that system.
Okay, immunity, and a barrier, a defense.
Yeah, so you need to have a sort of protection.
Right.
Now, one of the means of protection is the fact that you get to know the dangers out there. Now, with any antivirus in this world, they have what they call an antivirus database.
Right.
What they do is they put all the names of the known viruses to date in that program. And that program, what it does, it uses this data that it has to search for anything similar in the system and says,
recognize.
Okay, now you have a problem.
Right.
Without this database file in that antivirus, the antivirus is useless. Same thing with our kids. If we want to protect them, we have to understand what dangers are out there.
And on that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how to raise our children in a Islamic manner. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
We were saying that parents need to have a system to protect the child, and right. First and foremost, they have to begin with identifying the dangers.
The first line of defense.
Yeah.
Right.
The first danger that we have to be aware of.
Right.
And the first thief that we have to be aware of is the thief and the danger that we ourselves bring in and invite. And that is devices, screens.
Right. Right.
Right. Now, our kids, pretty much most of the time, they are home.
Right.
When they are home, they have to be, or hardly they are playing, so they have to be facing one of a few devices, either a mobile phone, either a tablet, or either a computer screen.
A laptop, computer,
or TV. So it has to be one of these screens. And he's constantly on these screens.
Right.
The more they have screen time, the easier it is for anyone to manipulate their faith and steal their faith from them.
Right.
Or it's automatically just becomes less.
The probability
The more kids watch nonsense and the more kids waste time, becomes a habit.
Right.
This habit of wasting time, it will deprive them of their afterlife. So you know how the Imam says, إِيَّاكَ وَالضَّجَرِ وَالْكَسَلِ, I warn you from boredom and laziness, because one will deprive you this world and the other one will deprive you the other world.
Right.
So just being lazy and bored. So the more they get into this habit of just being on screen time, that itself is a danger. Right. Yet alone the contents that being pushed into their brains, be it through cartoons, be it sometimes through an ad. Sometimes now with YouTube, they're pushing a specific ad called Mafia City. I don't know if you've seen it.
Right.
With Mafia City ads, it's very destructive in nature.
Right.
It's only like 10, 15 seconds ad. It's very destructive in its nature, but a lot of people think it's just a normal ad.
That's the purpose of an ad, to be distracting.
If you analyze it, it's an ad for a game, but if you do an analysis to this ad, it's very distractive. And so on and so forth. So the kids get to see these things, even as an ad when they're watching their favorite program.
Said, of course, these promotional ads, you can find them everywhere, in every single society. They always use some form of corruptive manner to pull the viewer in. Like in Western societies, often a female, also in Eastern societies for that matter.
Well, that's an idea of an ad. You would not make an ad if it's not appealing.
Exactly.
It does not attract people. And they put a lot of amount of effort and research into these ads.
Right.
Even psychologists sit behind these ads and make
it. So it's a whole science.
Yeah, so marketing itself is a big study where people learn all these tricks.
Yeah, right.
So me, I have to understand that sometimes with these devices, I give them to my kids as a gift. Hey, you go. I got your laptop, I got your tablet, I got
your phone. It's disguised as a gift.
Yeah, so I give it to them as a gift. But I fail to take a precaution when it comes to these gifts, to these devices, that they're open to everything. Even in countries where a lot of things are blocked, now everyone has a VPN.
Right.
And kids have VPNs now.
Right,
the kids know, but you know, they live in this age. They don't live in a different age.
So if you want to some parents say,
"Well, my son doesn't know about a VPN." Right. Well, maybe he doesn't, but trust me, his friend would have told him already.
Right.
So you have to be aware that you have an open world in the palms of your child's hand, and that can deprive him of everything. Sometimes even of his life.
Right.
Many people commit suicide because of that.
So to summarize, be aware that the gift that you're giving is not a Trojan horse, but an actual gift.
Exactly.
And with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how to raise our children Islamically. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
Therefore, we want parents to take extra care when it comes to handing these devices to their kids. Right. And now, especially in terms, because we're talking about religion, especially right. in terms of faith, now we have very smart, very cunning, very manipulative atheists.
Right.
And they have a way of talking. They have ways of trying to prove there is no existence of God.
They're very good debaters.
Very good debate. They're not very good. They're the dumbest people. But the
They're dumb, but they know the art of debate.
They have the art of speaking.
Yes.
The art of talking. The exactly. art of convincing. They have that.
Right. Right.
And I've seen a lot of Muslim kids fell victim to that.
Many.
So that deprives them when a child comes and he says, well, I don't believe God exists. Well, we have a problem. We have a major problem.
It's a serious problem.
Yeah.
Right.
And how did that happen? It's because simply he was sitting on a device like this that I given to him.
Right.
And then he just lost it. So I have to be careful that what we give them, when we give them screen time, we have to make sure that it is used properly in a proper manner.
We need to monitor.
Or even sometimes when we talk about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, I've seen many people who debate the concept of Imama or Esma, right. or the concept of the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And there are those from other faiths who have also ways of debating.
Right.
And I could name a few names here, who are very cunning in the way they talk.
Yes.
And they, when if you listen to them, like, they make a lot of sense.
It makes logical sense.
Right. It makes you doubt your faith.
Right.
Right? So we have to be very careful that we don't open Pandora's box to our kids and say, oh, there you go.
Right.
Right. You have to be very careful.
Because they are completely unprepared to this. Even so, the average Muslim is unprepared to these things that are going around on the internet.
Exactly. Adults sometimes find it hard to cope because as an adult, my iman and my faith is a lot stronger. So even when I hear something I don't understand, I say, well, I don't know the answer. I don't buy it. I'm sure we have an answer for this. I don't know the answer.
We have a reasoning
for
this.
Yeah, but I don't, my faith does not shake. Right. But as a teenager, as a young boy, it really shakes up your faith.
It's the most impressionable age of a human being.
Exactly. So what we need to do is we need to make sure we have as less screen time as possible with our kids,
right.
which is sadly hardly done by parents. We need to give them less screen time. And when I say less screen time, I don't mean take the device from them or give them time limits. That doesn't work. Give them other activities to be busy with.
Like offer alternatives.
Offer alternatives. Take them swimming.
Right.
Take them out.
Yeah,
to the
fun
park.
Activities. Right.
Take them out shopping. Take them with you to your friends. Take them with you to a holy shrine. Take them with you on a trip.
Whatever, just something
keep
sociable.
Keep them busy.
Right.
Right? You keep them busy away from the screen.
Right.
The more you put them in front of the screen, behind door, the more danger there is for our kids.
Is there say that the problem, in addition to this, is giving them privacy?
Too much
privacy.
It is. You're giving them privacy they don't require.
Right.
And now even, I heard one of the comedians making a joke about his daughter being locked. He says that I have a law in my house that no one should lock that door. And my daughter locks up her door. And so it's becoming not just a Muslim issue, but a non-Muslim issue. It's a common issue where kids locking up themselves in rooms and we simply don't know what's going on.
Right, and on that note, dear Sayyid, we will unfortunately have to end today's program. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any comments or questions, please contact us at our email, englishradio at irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. In addition to that, we also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.